call to order Whitney Tab meeting for September 30th, 2021. I'll stand for Pledge of Allegiance. Call. Note for the record, Chris Forbes is excused, and how do I announce it? Al Martinez has resigned.
Okay, Al Martinez resigned officially.
Okay, we still have three remaining board members, so we do have a quorum. County staff introductions. Okay, thank you. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda. On this agenda item, you will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time you are they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about items within the jurisdictions but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. Any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board council at majority vote. Approval of minutes from September the 2nd, 2021. Any corrections?
Mr. Chair, make a motion for approval of September 2nd's minutes as presented.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All opposed? No? Okay, motion is approved. Approval of agenda for tonight's meeting, September 30th, 2021. You can also hold, combine, or delete items. Is there a motion to approve?
Mr. Chair, I make the motion to approve the agenda as presented tonight, September 30th, 2021.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, motion approved. Informational items. As I mentioned earlier, we have a resignation on the board, so anybody in the public, if you're interested, please reach out to a board member or Blanca if you're interested in sitting on the board. Posted 4 weeks on the county website?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so it's just now coming up.
It's
going to
be coming up. Where are we posting it next Saturday?
This is for the
vacancy
on the board.
It'll be open next Saturday.
It'll be open next Saturday, or it'll be open for 4 weeks?
All right, now I got you. Thank
you. Continuing on informational items, board members, anything to add?
I have a couple of things. Sorry.
Oh, okay. No? Staff, anything to add?
So we've got a couple of events coming up. October 22nd, we have a movie in the park, which is for the Hocus Pocus, the Halloween movie in the park.
Movie in the park.
Movie in the park. Portland Middle School. October 22nd at 6:30 p.m. And then also on October 28th, which is a Thursday, it's the
Okay, thank you. Anybody in the public like to make an announcement or anything? We're good? Okay. Finishing in informational. Planning and zoning. WS 210460, Refcon Holdings LLC Series A Waiver of Development Standards to follow alternative driveway geometrics. Design review for the following: 1. Office warehouse building, 2. Alternative parking, parking lot landscaping, and 3. Finished grade on 0.5 acres on M1 light manufacturing zone, generally located on the north side of Emerald Avenue, 160 feet east of 70th Street within Whitney. Do we have an applicant?
Yes.
Wow, I just looked up and there he was.
Now, which $1 million?
One second, do we have an easel?
Yeah, I'll get it.
Give us 1 second here, we'll try and look somewhat professional.
Close, back and sorry. No. Go ahead. Okay. Your name? Richard Gallegos, 6725 Southeastern. Sorry.
Yep. Understood.
Here on behalf of the applicant.
Thanks. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone here that would like to speak on this item? Nope. Okay. I'm closing this to the public. There's no other comments. I'm opening this to the board. Any comments? Questions? We're good?
So is this the one break? On the corner,
no.
Across from the dispensary, or
it's right next behind the dispensary is this building right here. So it's right behind it.
Okay.
So here's Stephanie, right, and Emerald. So there's a corner building here, and it's a sandwich between these two buildings.
Oh, okay. I thought it was on this end of the street.
Oh, no, there's a yard here.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I didn't know if you were thinking about it.
This wall is actually already across, all the way across the front. Maybe 10 foot tall block wall. It's already in there. So maybe you don't see it. And for the record, we do
And the reason for the change of throw depth?
Well, the sort of way the county determines this is an accessible aisle. The code requires 25 feet. This side, we're actually at 23. And usually it's the ingress side that I know counties worry about. Of course, people backing up and stopping traffic. Of course, there's no traffic here. So the throw depth on the outside, the only thing we would be hurting is ourselves. But there's only 11 stalls, or 14 stalls.
Sometimes, I mean, you don't anticipate them being full all the time, or people moving in and out at the same time.
No,
less than 10 employees.
Right. Okay. Okay. Word is good.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Does anyone wish to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve with staff conditions for. For WS-21-0460, Restaurant Holdings LLC Series.
Okay, there's a motion to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, all opposed? Okay, motion is approved with staff recommendations. Moving on to general business.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your time. General business, select and nominate representative and alternate for CDAC committee for the 2021 and 22 fiscal year.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion for committee member Karen Miller, and then for Jerry Ramirez to be the alternate.
Okay, so. Jerry.
So Karen Miller to be a representative. She's been in for years and done a great job.
And
then Jerry to be the alternate.
And Jerry Miller is alternate. Okay, so there's a motion for Karen Miller as representative and Jerry Ramirez for alternate.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That's fast. We're all good. Okay. Comment by public, general public. The period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board council jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken in the matter or not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board council by majority vote. Does anybody in the audience wish to speak?
I didn't hear what that last name was.
Anybody wish to speak?
Yes, I would like to share.
Okay.
There we go. Now you got some sound.
Okay. I'd like to actually speak on two issues.
Name address.
Okay. My name is Mike Wolter, Wolther. Address is 1325 Los Meadows Drive, 89110. I also have my extended family in a home in Squire Village, and that's why I have an interest mostly about this. Okay, so if with your permission, I have two things to speak on. I want to speak on the plan that they want to put in down at the corner of Wetlands Parkway and Broadbent, and I think you're maybe familiar with that. Are you familiar with the project there?
Okay. I am.
All right, well, I went down to the county commissioners and I read this into their record. I would like to read it into your record now, too. Is that okay? Thank you. my son Jason. It is the surrounding communities and their residents' position that we ask our county commissioners to do the right thing and deny this petition ZC-20-0544. First and foremost, there are too many houses on too small of a piece of land. Secondly, there is no justification to scrap 12 of the county's minimum building health, safety, and standard codes regarding planned neighborhoods. Here are some of the 12 variances they want. Zero sideline house setbacks, reduced front yard setbacks, eliminating all parkable driveways in front of all houses, eliminating pedestrian sidewalks, a variance to reduce standard streets widths, ignoring the fact that once a week for 2 days there will be over 100 trash cans and recycling bins in the narrow streets, as well as full trash day every other week. No planned community street lighting system, a request to eliminate proper end of street safety turnaround strategies for handicapped accessible school buses, trash trucks, and emergency vehicles. The proposed narrow street variance does not reflect real number of street parking places needed per household. Half of the houses only have one car garage, and the driveway outside all the garages would be amended so it does not have a fitted car. Fact, trucks and family SUVs have gotten bigger. Many vehicles won't even fit in the garage, so you physically require more street parking per house as an accessory. Envision the absurdity of community life in a reality if the dozen variances were approved to the commissioners. What's really going on with this proposal? The LLC proposed project will now need just one more big variant from the commissioners to make this perpetual cash cow machine go to work for the applicant LLC, a zone change. This will allow them to keep the control of all their property houses and put the whole community into rentals, which is not what we have in our neighborhood. The surrounding residents and communities have made our position quite clear in the letters to the county commissioners and business to the representatives of the LLC. We have no problem with a proper in-code standard privately owned residences that fits the size and parcel houses of their like kind in our planned neighborhood. Let the commissioners and the cap board know that approval of this current proposal would be a total betrayal of all of the surrounding communities of homeowners that have invested and made these single family homes their future. The applicant is currently refusing to state whether these 54 packed together ill-conceived houses are going to remain rentals or possibly put into sale later. It is absurd that when our nation is in a housing shortage crisis, that our commissioners are even considering bending over backwards to put a rental cash cow for a private LLC investor who will be the only one to prosper. Dozens of families would not be buying their homes and getting the chance to build their own wealth, and only home ownership can afford being, and they would be denied home ownership, which is part of the American dream. That's what I'm going to say. Okay? You should never have a complaint that you don't have an answer to. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I just want to say we have a time limit
I just wanted to make you aware of that.
And if you want to leave a copy for the board, that would be great.
What's that?
You want to leave a copy of
I got one for everybody.
Thank you.
I got one for everybody. Okay. Here is the new proposal. I'm going to sit down so my knees stop falling.
Okay. I'm going to interject with your permission, Mr. Chairman.
Are we okay?
May I interject?
Okay.
Okay. You can't make proposals to us.
I brought the proposal to the council the other
night,
to the commissioners.
So I just want to interject something. This item that you're discussing right now will not be before this town board. The soonest it's going to be before this town board is December.
Mm-hmm.
So in the interim, they might come in with different projects. We don't know what's going to happen between now and then. I have the opportunity to stay on top of it and then come back when it's posted to you on the town board meeting again.
I would ask that I get to put this proposal out because it is now a formal proposal in front of the Clark County Commissioners. I gave them this proposal and they accepted the proposal. They're having their people look at it. Now, I would like, here's what I do know after I sat in that commissioners meeting the other day, is that if you wait till December and bring your complaint, we're gonna get mowed over.
And you're more than welcome to leave it with us.
What?
You're more than welcome to leave it with us if that's what you want to do.
Yes,
but we have no.
But I would like to read it into the record. Would that be too much?
Well, do you want me to read?
It's up to the chair to allow for.
Right.
I didn't.
Do you want to read it in, or do you just want to give us a copy?
I will both.
Okay. You want to give more than 3 minutes?
Fine. Would I move to offer 3 minutes? Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'll sit with you, Dad.
Are we okay?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. A new proposal for Clark County Commissioners and the TAP Board to look at. Regarding a small parcel of land located in the Wetlands Parkway in Ogden Avenue, the fact that this parcel of land is the main gateway to the Wetlands Park Complex makes it a best and high value use, most valuable to the county. It has become apparent this parcel is too small for our in-code profitable single family residential development as the LLC developers propose plat. We propose the county purchase this gateway parcel to the Wetlands Park Complex for a much needed multi-purpose use, the outline of that use. The community desperately needs a safe and modern design school bus and Las Vegas Metro bus stop for the safety of several hundred area students. Fact, currently approximately 250 students of all ages from Squire Village and other surrounding neighborhoods and their concerned parents share a precarious and crowded street school bus stop on the 6 foot wide public sidewalk. The perimeter brick sidewalk back wall is directly at their backs, with no safety boulders, with older children overflowing into the street as they wait. Two new communities are under construction now that you're probably aware. They're going to bring in about another 100 homes, these two communities. Figure two kids per home. There you got another 200 kids now that are out. All right. This happens, let's see. The perimeter brick wall is directly at their back with no safety boulders, with older children flowing into the street to wait. Two communities are under construction, adding to the school population. This happens as late for the work distracted drivers speed down the 45 mile an hour broadband four-lane highway. Parents with small children often park on the street just past the bus stop, creating a dangerous situation of other drivers leaving the community. Multi-use. Our area communities of Wetland Preserve have a real need for metro bus transportation to extend their services to this popular destination location. This would make it accessible to the non-motor vehicle owning visitors without adding more cars and traffic. Currently, the nearest metro bus stop is located nearly 1 mile west on Tropicana. The new metro bus stop would enable areas many carless workers and senior citizens do not have to take their punishing walk in the sun from the bus stop, or at night in the dark when it is perilous. Right. That would be, what would the project look like? It would look just like Duck Creek. And this is what I would ask all of you to do. Please go drive through Duck Creek. It's the exact model of what we want down there. It has 26 overflow parking spots for the preserve to use, and also get the parents off the street where they're backing the cars up. And so they won't be using it all the day, those parking ones, and the preserve is full, as it speaks now on the weekends, about parking spots. All right, there would be neighborhood residents. We would put in a restroom with diaper changing stations. We could possibly put a small playground or basketball court if room is available. There would be dog walking stations and that sort of thing. The main advantage is this will allow
Mike, you need to write.
Big enough to accommodate school buses and metro buses away from the dangers on the broadband avenue. That's what I guess we have. And it's a very important. That piece should not fall away from the bus. We need it. The other one, it's a cash cow for one person. This is something our neighborhood needs for safety and for convenience and for the real people that live in the neighborhood. We don't have a bus.
Okay, thank you very much. All good? Okay, moving on to the next. Next meeting date, October 14th, 2021. And meeting is now adjourned.
Did you have something to say, Matt?
No, I didn't. I was just listening to you, and that's really, I'm fine.